This is Audio 12. This step is about defining your business identity, and it's where many people make a huge mistake. You see, when we look at our own business, we see it in a certain way. First of all, we know what it is, what it does, and who it is for. And what seems obvious to us may not be how others see us. Imagine you are inside a bottle, inside your business. You can see out, and you can see the inside of the label, all about your business and how it works. But you can't see it from the outside. All that can be seen from the outside is the label. But you can't see the side of the label that people outside your business see. And it's what's on the label, how the people outside see your business, that is the most important thing to you right now. And that's why labeling your business, or branding, is so critically important. So what is your brand, and what does it do? Your brand consists of all the elements of your branding: name, colours, design, logo or image, everything you use to identify or differentiate your business from everyone else. It includes things like workwear, packaging, your premises or home office, vehicle and other signage, your website, and even the typefaces you use. Everything that describes your business and creates its atmosphere or culture. But your brand serves two purposes. First, it's there to attract people who identify with it in some way and feel at home with it, feel that there'll be some advantage in it for them if they trade with you. But it's also there to repel people. It's there to let people know that they are not in your target market, that there's nothing for them to see here. They should move on, because their particular needs are not catered for by your business. There's one other thing to remember, and this is also very important. Your brand in itself is not an advertisement. It does not have to describe what you do or what you offer. That comes later. At this stage, you're not a big global brand. You're not Apple yet. Big corporations like that can use brand advertising because people are already familiar with what they do and don't do. There's a lot in this step, and if you think you need help or advice to get it right, do book a helpline call at any time. You may also refer to the book How to Set Up Your Own Personal Business for further guidance.